It's CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A bill that would have increased wait times to get public records died in the state legislature Thursday. CPR's Ben Marcus.
This is the third year in a row that the state legislature's attempt to give governments more time to respond to records requests has failed. Media organizations, including CPR News and the Denver Post, opposed the bill, testifying that there are already significant barriers to obtaining government records. State Senator Katie Wallace cast the deciding vote against the bill.
I'm simply not willing to even appear in any way to prevent transparency for the people. Throughout my years of government service, I've seen the light that the people and the press can shed on the inner workings of government and on elected officials.
Last year, Polis vetoed a similar measure. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
An editor's note, no CPR News leadership involved in lobbying on this bill reviewed this story before it aired, nor had editorial influence on it. A new bill to keep a Grand Junction uranium disposal site open was introduced this week in Congress. It's gathering bipartisan support. The bill is sponsored by Colorado Democrats John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, along with Republicans Jeff Hurd and John Curtis. The act aims to keep the disposal site open until it's full, rather than close it by a current federal mandate of 2031. Supporters say it would avoid costly out-of-state waste shipments to Utah and prevent the risk of accidental contamination. Local jurisdictions are all in favor of the bill. This is CPR News.